I'll ring the bell once to start and then three times to finish. So once again, coming into this moment, sitting here in this place at this time, as best we can, striving to be present in this moment. And one of the ways we can do that, or start the process of doing that, is again tuning into our posture. So we get a sense of our body sitting here, feeling the chair underneath us, the floor underneath our feet, maybe the support in our backs if we feel a little bit that we need that. Always we're doing our best to be as alert as possible. And when we have a sense of our body sitting here, as we've been practicing over the weeks, redirecting our attention to the breathing wherever it feels most vivid for us. In the abdomen, chest, or nostrils. Tuning in to the rhythm of the breathing right here, right now. Remembering that we're not trying to do anything with our breathing apart from observing it. Not forcing it to do anything. We're noticing with awareness what the pattern is like at this precise moment. And then allowing our awareness of the breathing to fade a little into the background as we get a sense of our body as a whole sitting here breathing, as we practiced last week and maybe during the week since the last session. Widening our attention to take in the body as a whole. Allowing our awareness to be there, noticing whatever is noticeable as best we can. And if, for any chance, there is an awareness of any particular part of the body that feels a little uncomfortable, noticing that as best we can. Noticing the sensations. And as best we can, allowing them to be as they are. Allowing them to be there. And if for any reason the sensation requires moving the body, doing that with intention and kindly awareness. Now widening the attention to once again tune into the soundscape that is around us. Noticing the rise and fall, the beginning and ending of sounds. And as best we can, without labeling or holding on to anything that might be pleasant or pushing away anything that's unpleasant. Welcoming anything that happens to arise in the awareness. Whatever its nature. Now allowing the awareness to become aware of any thoughts in the mind. And as we've just been doing with the sounds, allowing the thoughts to rise and fall away, seeing them as mental events in the mind that begin and end. Maybe thoughts can be regarded as clouds floating across a clear blue sky, moving from one direction to another. Or as leaves on a stream floating gently by. Or maybe as a movie seen on a cinema screen, images rising and falling, beginning and ending. or maybe as actors on a stage entering one side and leaving another. And if we find ourselves getting caught up in a story, or a rumination about something, or the mind feels a little scattered, as best we can, noticing what reactions there might be in the body. Sometimes, if something undesired arises in the mind, the body notices that by becoming tighter in the face, the neck, shoulders or torso. And if this is happening, we're noticing that as best we can. Allowing whatever is there to be there. Maybe allowing curiosity to arise and interest into what's happening. And if at any time, whatever arises is being experienced as unpleasant and unmanageable, knowing that it's possible to come back to awareness of the breath and the body sitting here breathing. Remembering our breath is an anchor in the present moment. And then if there is a wish to do so, once again allowing the awareness to become aware of the thoughts in the mind. Watching the coming and the going. And now guiding the attention gently to awareness of the breath. Experiencing the in and out movement of your breathing.